Today, the six conservative members of the Supreme Court seemed likely to dash Democratic hopes for a chance to win a second congressional seat in South Carolina. At issue was the way the Republican state legislature drew new congressional maps after the 2020 census. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Today's case was particularly important because race and partisanship so often overlap, particularly in racially polarized states like South Carolina. And while the court has previously said that partisan gerrymanders do not violate the Constitution, it's also said that racial gerrymanders do. Specifically at issue in today's case was the way the GOP legislature evened out the population between Congressional District 1, CD1, which encompassed Charleston County and had 88,000 too many voters, and the neighboring CD6, represented by the state's only black congressman, which had too few voters. Now, you might think that the easy solution would be to move the excess voters from CD1 to CD6. Instead, though, the GOP plan chopped up Charleston County, stripping from CD1 almost all of the city of Charleston, and ending its 120-year history as the anchor for the district. The NAACP promptly challenged the GOP redistricting, and a 3-judge district court, after an 8-day trial, concluded that the plan was an unconstitutional racial gerrymander that targeted black voters in order to achieve a safer Republican district. Today, at the Supreme Court, all the justices acknowledged that they were not supposed to review the lower court's fact-finding. The question was only whether that court had made a legal error. So when John Gore, representing the Republican legislature, kept pointing to the lower court's factual findings, an exasperated Chief Justice Roberts asked,
"If I could move to 30,000-foot perspective, how do you understand what we're supposed to do in evaluating clear error?"
After all, said Roberts with a large gesture, there are vast appendices in this case. Justice Alito interjected.
Well, the clear error standard doesn't mean that we simply rubber stamp findings by a district court.
Despite all the talk about not second-guessing factual findings, the conservative justices, including Roberts, did question the lower court's conclusion that the legislature had targeted black voters. Justice Alito, "When race and partisanship are so closely aligned, it isn't surprising that when you want to get a district that has a certain Republican percentage, you're going to have fewer black voters." He and several other conservatives criticized the NAACP for not producing an alternative map. NAACP lawyer Leah Aden maintained that the black voters had produced something better than an alternative map, unrebutted evidence that race was the predominant factor in determining who was moved out of the district. Justice Kagan followed up on that.
69% of white Democrats remained in the district, whereas only 51% of black Democrats did. Black Democrats and white Democrats are not being treated the same way, that black Democrats are being excluded for the district at a far greater proportion.
Justice Jackson, what kind of proof is needed here? A smoking gun? But the conservatives weren't buying it. Justice Gorsuch stressed the legal presumption that the legislature had acted in good faith, and he, like Justices Thomas and Alito, questioned why the NAACP had not presented an alternative map. Justice Kavanaugh pointed to the complicated political trade-offs in the redistricting, and Justice Barrett, too, seemed skeptical of the NAACP argument. A decision is expected later in the term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.